Rook watched as Jazeera sat alone by the banks of the Gaunt River. Her knees were clutched to her chest, and she stared across the water wearing a distant expression of shell-shocked weariness. Her air of grief and exhaustion was one that was mirrored by the rest of the outcasts, all of whom sat about in small clusters of huddled misery and mourning. Their losses were incalculable. From a city of over 40,000 people, there were now but 129 survivors of Stronghold's destruction. The outcasts were people at risk of extinction. Rook glanced over at the small encampment of Ashokans. 50 warriors had journeyed from the city of his birth to Stronghold, and they too had suffered grievous losses. There were now a little more than 30 Ashokan warriors remaining. They mourned their dead alongside the Strongholders and appeared every bit as drained. Most of the Ashokans leaned against one another, bone-tired and dozing, while a few of them remained alert and kept watch. Jeresh and Farn were amongst those who remained awake. Rook shook his head. He still couldn't believe his brother and his cousin were actually here. It was like a waking dream, and he would have been overjoyed to see them, except for the occurrence of yesterday's events. So many terrible tragedies, so much loss, so many dead. Too many. Rook bit his lip, refusing to let the tears fall as he remembered Cedar and Court. His gaze shifted and fell upon the people grouped along the river's bank. Some of them were angry with him. After the rapids, when the water had leveled out and calmed, some of the outcasts had called for a halt. They wanted to stop and grieve, but Rook wouldn't allow it. He knew they had to push on. They needed distance between themselves and Stronghold. The Sorrowbringer was probably still seeking them. While Lee Choke could promise that his fracture of chimeras would not be patrolling the Gaunt River, he couldn't make the same vow on behalf of the Queen. She would almost certainly be on the hunt for them, and if she succeeded, they were all dead. According to Choke, Sureth had discovered a new talent. She could somehow sense a person's Jivatma, even through the tightest of blends. It was apparently the reason why no word of her imminence had been carried back to Stronghold by the Home Army's scouts. The Queen had killed them all. If Choke was right, the news was disastrous. Not just for those huddled here, but for everyone throughout the world. The trials might no longer be possible. They relied on blends to hide from the Sorrowbringer's sight, but if she could see through them, then no one entering the wildness would ever be safe. Art and learning, so important in rebuilding civilization after the days of desolation, would suffer as each city was cut off and left as an isolated island alone. The loss of communication and sharing would lead to stagnation, decay, and a slow-motion death for each city. Word of this potential calamity had to be carried as quickly as possible, and Rook sighed, cutting off his thoughts. Tomorrow would have to take care of itself. Right now, all of them, Ashokans and Strongholders alike, needed to get going again if they were to make it through the rest of this day.